just as long as all the Californians only came to visit, not to stay. Cash crossed the street from the parking lot to baggage claim, tipping his hat to the woman in the truck who'd stopped for him. According to Miss Keller's flight info, her plane had landed a few minutes before. He'd picked up his pace in order to make it to the bottom of the escalator before she did. She was expecting to meet him, and while he didn't think she'd be there right away, given her track record with timeliness, he didn't want to take a chance that he'd miss her. He got to their planned meeting spot just as a group of people came down the escalator. Most of them were wearing cowboy hats, but Cash nodded to the one guy wearing a cowboy's hat. It looked like it had been stomped by more than one brone. And the cowboy did too. Every time Cash saw a bow-legged cowboy with a smashed-up nose or a scar running like barbed wire across his face, he had to laugh at the romantic notion some women had of what cowboys looked like. He sometimes wished his own jagged scar was on his face instead of his thigh. Too many of the women who paid big money to play cowgirl for the week took one look at him and decided his dark hair, blue eyes, and three-day stubble fit their cowboy fantasy. But he'd made the mistake of getting involved with a city girl once before. He wasn't making that mistake again. At the top of the escalator, Cash saw a woman blocking the way, her thumbs frantically punching her phone as people stepped around her to get on the escalator. She wore a pair of shorts so short, he wasn't sure they could be called shorts anymore. Her cowboy boots looked like they'd just come out of the box, one with a big price tag, and her flannel had so many buttons undone, he wondered if they were missing. Maybe they'd spontaneously popped off on the plane. Two long blonde braids hung across her shoulders, and perched atop her head was a bright pink cowboy hat. Cash was 100% sure it adorned the head of the exact woman he was looking for, Madison Keller. He'd seen rodeo queens with more subtle hats than what this girl was wearing. She stepped on the escalator, her eyes still on her phone, and swung her big bag across her body, nearly knocking down the poor guy in front of her. It was one of those bags with the LV all over it. Rich ladies always seem to like those ugly bags.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Her voice carried across the high lodgepole pine ceiling.
Are you okay?
The guy looked ready to tear into her, especially after she put her hand on his shoulder. But then he looked back at her. Cash couldn't see the guy's reaction, but he could see his head move from the woman's face down to her everything else.
I'm such a klutz. Every time I take this bag anywhere, I nearly knock someone down with it. I don't know why I even carry it around. I call it my VBP, very big purse.
She was close enough now that Cash could see her eyelashes hit her cheeks as she fluttered them. Why was it California girls were able to grow their eyelashes so long? Something in the water?
That's all right, ma'am,
the man replied and touched his well-worn hat.
Looks like it holds a lot of stuff.
Too much stuff. She dropped her phone in the bag and held it open just long enough for the guy to get a look.
Who needs all this junk? Nobody, that's who.
She flashed him a perfectly white smile before stepping off the escalator behind him.
Nice meeting you,
she said to him, sticking out her hand for him to shake.
I guess I'd better find my ride.
Her eyes landed on Cash, standing less than 10 feet away. She flashed her smile again, and Cash had a momentary lapse in judgment. He smiled back without thinking. Not his, you can look but don't touch smile. His real smile.
Are you looking for me?